Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
What's up, sleepyheads?
Yo.
What's going on?
How are you?
I sleep good. I had heartburn last night, like crazy heartburn.
No.
Felt like someone was taking a hot poker, putting it into my heart, and it was firing out my back.
Well, what'd you eat?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I ate anything, and I was just reading this story, oddly enough, this morning, talking about anything dairy. People are having sleep issues and nightmares because they're having dairy before bed.
Oh, I didn't even think that could keep you up like that.
Yeah, they say something about the old lactose or something jacks with your mind while you're sleeping, while you're counting the sheep, and you have horrific nightmares. I have never experienced that.
Well, what about the old, if you can't sleep, have a warm glass of milk.
Yeah, right? Like, that used to
That's
be able
oxymoronic.
To set you asleep.
Huh,
like,
I don't know.
The right path.
Don't do it. You'll have nightmares.
You know what's weird?
Freddy Krueger will kill you in your dreams.
I don't think I've ever had a nightmare in my life.
No.
Like one that I remember
Stop.
At least.
What?
I really don't.
That's a strange thing.
I've never
thing
had
to
like
say.
A well, I'm being honest.
Yeah,
I,
no,
I
don't that's weird. I've never heard that before.
Ever had a bad dream that woke me up or anything like that.
But you dream.
You're just living it, right?
I have dreams. Oh,
you're
yeah.
living
yeah.
it instead of sleeping
yeah.
it.
Oh gosh. My nightmares are when I'm
He's
awake.
Like, yeah, back into work again. Here we go.
That's funny.
Do you know if you eat a specific something though that you're gonna be up all night and not feeling good? My dad, it's peanuts. If he has any sort of nut then he's up all night, like with heartburn and not feeling good. And,
that's wild.
And he loves peanuts, so my mom gets on him, as old married couples do. Did you have peanuts last night, John? You were up all night.
As
yeah,
acid reflux.
As of right now, my stomach's pretty much still a steel trap. Like, I can put anything in there and still hit the pillow just fine. But I did notice if it's, like, any kind of caffeine after 4.
You're up.
I can't. There will be no sleep.
That's
yeah.
funny. Caffeine does no nothing sleep. To me now. I can have a couple Red Bulls and hit the sack and be just fine.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It is crazy. Caffeine. I think it's just all 21 years of doing morning radio. You just like, I'm out.
You're Mine's immune
just,
to it.
I don't care what's in me right
no,
now.
No, that's true. Mine's just if I eat too much. Like, I eat too much of anything, I'm sitting or laying in bed just like, oh my gosh, I hate my life.
Yeah,
I
there's
hate
that.
Everything.
Like,
yeah.
if I overindulge right before bedtime.
Well, because then your body's
like,
working
cheesecake.
To break.
Yeah. Why not?
I know.
A whole cheesecake.
Well, because usually I'll have like a piece of chocolate. Like, that's what my little sweet treat. Like, I like to have
I've
that
I've been good today. I
yeah,
deserve this.
Exactly. And then I have a specific kind of dark chocolate with caramel in it. It is so good.
What's the kind? Is it Cadbury?
It's the Ghirardelli.
Oh,
just the Ghirardelli chocolate. But it's the dark chocolate squares that are filled with caramel, and they are my favorite. And I'll let myself have one of those every night.
I'm a fan of the Ghirardelli.
Yeah.
It's
I've been
so
to the
good.
Ghirardelli factory in San Francisco.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. They've got buckets of little individually wrapped chocolates in there, like whiskey barrels. It just filled with chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
You would be in heaven, Katie
Wonka in the chocolate factory. I
and
love
the
that.
And the smell in that place. Yeah. I was a kid when I went there, and I still remember it. So good.
I want to go there.
I skip over the Toll House sweet morsels sometimes and sneak in the Ghirardelli ones if we're making chocolate chip cookies. The Ghirardelli ones are just a game changer.
They're so good.
Game changer in the world of chocolate chips, Katie Cat. Mm. Do we know anything about Diddy yet? Is he going to prison?
I think.
Oh,
what
gosh.
Is it like?
Well,
they...
he's found guilty on. Or no, sorry. They have 3 verdicts in,
yeah,
right? So far,
four. I
three
think
or
they
four.
Have 4 out of 5. They've
yeah,
come
four
to
out
a conclusion.
5.
They were hung on the 5th racketeering charge.
Yeah, they decided on the 2 sex trafficking charges, the 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, and then yes, the racketeering. Wasn't there like. What was the he was abusing his girlfriend in the hallway of that hotel? He was like assaulting her. Isn't there assault charges as well, or is that just lumped in?
I think it's all just lumped in because, again, it's very, I don't know if it's hard to get somebody charged with that kind of stuff after the fact. And you know what I mean? Like, so I think that's why the other charges are really trying to focus on it. I'm not 100% sure with this case. I was following it in the beginning, and then it just got really sad and. I just I
so depressing,
I couldn't
so horrific.
Consume all that.
Well,
like,
is it?
You got to think they're going to get him on something. You got to think. Just that video alone, you think they would get him on something?
Awful.
It was so bad to
so
watch.
So disturbing.
Did you see? Is it if they have to get him on all 5 for life in prison, or is it you can get him on
I'm
4 out of 5 for life in prison? Or
I'm
anything?
Not sure. No. I'm not okay. sure with that, but definitely.
But they're going to get him on something. Come on.
To see Cassie on the stand, pregnant, testifying was just. That'll be ingrained in my brain forever. You just hope that
they just
some
need
justice.
To get him for like all that baby oil he purchased too. There's got to be something right? there. Excessive baby oil consumption. Like, that's got to be 10 to 15, I would think.
Got to be breaking the law, right?
And then how about this? I love this because I was glued to the Bezos wedding, and the fine people in Venice were like, "Please, please, not Bezos. He's gonna ruin the economy. No." But they had their wedding there anyway, and according to some new analysis from Italy's Ministry of Tourism, with a little help from Business Insider, they say that the economic value of this wedding to Venice was $1.1 billion.
Wow.
Essentially 68% of the city's entire annual tourism revenue. And it came from a guest list of just 200 people.
See, that's why I was so confused why they didn't want that.
We were just joking, and this was a really good.
I don't think
Venice... We love a Jeff Bezos.
I'm sure, like, anybody's going to welcome free money, but I also don't think Venice is hurting for tourism. People want to go to Venice.
No, but 68% of their year.
Nice, a nice little boost, though, Katie.
It's a huge
boost.
It's
a lot of money.
Saying, I can see why Venice didn't want all those people there. They're already dealing with their infrastructure.
People.
I know, but
so here's,
still.
Here's part of the $1 billion, because people are gonna be like, "Oh my god, they didn't spend $1 billion." No, but they are talking about essentially they're lumping the media exposure alone in advertising into the $1 billion of revenue for the city.
Well,
so that's part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys say there's only 200 people, and then the media, and then all their
family. Hey, but we love them.
There's a lot of people there.
I sold so many pizza pies. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff Bezos. They say the average tourist value to the city is about $125 per person. For the Bezos wedding, it was an average of $5.6 million per person.
Jeez.
It was so good.
That's insane.
Hooray for Amazon Prime. Please come back.